Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. People, ladies, welcome. Hold on. Let me restart. Goddamn.
People, ladies, and welcome.
Ladies, and welcome. Yeah. Sound like Trump now. Person,
welcome, man. Ladies, people.
Person, human, TV, camera, man, woman. Jesus Christ. I took a Trump pill yesterday. I had some experimental drugs.
Pop that pill.
Yeah, I went to Walter Reed, by the way. I said, give me all you got. Here's my savings, you know. Since the NBA won't let me in that bubble, here you go, baby. People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. This is Mix and Match Week, and I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
You think I should leave that bit in about going to Walter Reed, Cody? You think people will believe me?
Probably. No, these days, yeah. Don't believe any fucking thing.
They'd be like, he was right. The president said we could all go to Walter Reed.
And for what you showed me yesterday, anything is possible. Sorry, the other day. Anything is possible. You'd be the most good-looking, self-assured, confident dude in the world.
He
you always got something. Something in that closet. Trudeau will find you. They will find you. My goodness.
As Trump says,
no, he did not want that shit to resurface.
No, because that was like eight years ago or something like that. Yeah, so we're talking like 2012.
Oh, yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah, so I mean, I will say this, the brother age is really nice.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, wow, 8 years ago, I was like, it looked like it was filmed today.
It's just funny seeing him. People, if you want to talk, we're talking about Michael B. Jordan, the celebrity in question. It's just funny seeing how, you know, he's all for the cause today, social justice and all that, and these big high profile black
films. I last 8 years ago.
Yeah. and just see this Negro doing push-ups. What? All right, what is this? He's a feature of the song, right? It's not his song.
Yeah, he's a feature. Yeah. That's somebody else's song.
What's the song called?
Girl on TV. But I don't know the I've never heard of it. I mean, I'm not up to date with music. I mean, this was 8 years ago. I don't even know if they performed today or whatever and stuff. But
yeah,
I never even heard of this song. I never heard of this group or whatever. I mean, I had no idea at all what the hell was going on in this. I thought it was a skit or on Saturday Night Live or something like that, Cody.
I thought it was fake too. And I saw him doing those push-ups for that white girl. I was like, oh no.
So the video of the artist is called Landon Pig featuring Parenthood Cast, Girl on TV. Girl on TV is the name of the song. So
that's the name of the song.
Yeah. And Landon Pig featuring Parenthood Cast.
Landon Pig?
Yeah. L-A-N-D-O-N P-I-G-G.
Oh. Okay.
And Parenthood Cast. I guess that's Michael B. Jordan.
I guess.
Yeah, that's his group then, Cody. Yeah. Hey, man, since you pouring some beer, I'm going to open up another beer right here, too.
Yeah. Cracking up a little something right here.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and open up another floating in space. I didn't have about like six of these.
There you go. You actually floating in space right now.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. Shit, I seen space, Cody. And I can tell you right now, you don't want no part of that shit.
There you go.
Wait.
See, I can't see his face right now. People, it looks very awkward.
Oh,
what the hell he's doing?
Oh,
I'm expecting to zoom out, looking like Homelander in season two.
Oh.
Boys, you're on a rooftop doing something you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, boy, I got that bad boy open, Cody.
Nice.
Yeah. Ooh, I snapped into that Slim Jim right there, buddy.
You
just waiting for him to call somebody a nigger. He's just like, that nigger I slept in.
I hope we never find out anything bad about Macho Man.
Wasn't he fucking treasure. Stephanie McMahon?
Was he?
Yeah, like
what?
Like, she was like underage. So.
What the? Wow.
Yeah, I shouldn't have told you that.
Well, yeah. Damn. Okay.
It's never been
that's
it's never been fully confirmed or whatever. But like,
it's never been denied either, has it?
No, because every time it gets brought up, like Stephanie never denies it and stuff like that. So it's like,
oh my God. Wow.
I think she was like, damn, I'm forgetting the age, but I quote, correct me if I'm wrong, people, was it like 14 through 16, one of those ages or something like that? Like,
wow.
Oh,
that's wow.
Yeah. Hey, little girl, come over here real quick. I got my main man, Cody, and his 8-year-olds, you know? Jesus Christ. Cheers, sir.
Cheers, cheers.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan, that's right. can you imagine Macho Man fucking you? Can't get that out of my head now.
That has to be a kind of like a traumatic experience, because you know he don't pull any punches.
Oh no,
at all. You already know. I
mean, could you imagine
that dude probably broke many backboards?
Why wasn't there never a comedy movie or a horror movie of a jail sequence with Macho Man in it? What you doing in that cell over there, pretty boy?
Like the image you get in your head when you're terrified to get raped in prison.
Yeah,
that's the dude.
That's the dude right there.
Because he's enthusiastic. He's a big motherfucker, and you know he will stop at no cost to get some ass.
Cody sure. In prison, he still has all the tassels and shit in prison, but they're like white and black.
Yeah,
like, he looked like Jim Carrey from Batman Forever and shit at the end.
There's Macho Man, and then there's the Booty Warrior, like right here.
He's like, I'm tag teaming with my boy, the Booty Warrior, and we're gonna lay that smack down on that booty so well. Ooh, you're gonna be screaming 1, 2, 3, Cody.
Can you imagine them cutting a promo together? Oh my goodness.
He likes you. He wants you. I want it all, though, brother. I want it. It's like, whoa.
Oh, no.
May he rest in hell. If he did, so that whole Stephanie thing has been going on for a long time. And like, I think there was like interviews with her, and they've asked her how she felt about Macho Man, and she always like doesn't really answer it or anything like that. Just like, like, so I think there's always been like tension between Macho and Vince McMahon. That's probably why he went to that other company, WCW, whatever it may be. So, you know, Cody's like, oh, my hero. he's fucked. Whoever you idolized back then, Cody, or thought was great and stuff like that, he most likely was a scumbag motherfucker, probably.
Oh, yeah, he did some dirty shit. That's why I wait for the longest time for Mr. Rogers to dig up some dirt on his ass.
Oh, you know that, right? That dude, he was a peeping Tom, Cody.
We've been talking about this for years.
I'm telling you, he was peeping Tom.
Yeah.
He would change his clothes.
Yeah.
He would look out that window with them binoculars and be like, hello, neighbor. I can see you.
Yeah. Shit. I would be shocked if he read a sex trade chain.
Oh, without a doubt.
He would do some shit like that.
With them puppets.
Oh, yeah.
That was like him taking LSD, Cody, when he went into that puppet world. That was like a whole other world for him of raping. he made it look innocent.
You remember, it was a Black Dynamite. I remember they had his backstory. It's like some war vet. Like, go out at night, you just go fucking insane.
That was Mr. Rogers. Because, like,
yeah.
Where did he come from when he always walked through that door changing clothes and shit? Like, Cody, when you come home and you got to change clothes,
exactly.
Most likely you did some dirty shit. Mm-hmm. Like, who changes clothes?
Yeah. That dude's like, he's like Hannibal, man. He does this shit all neat, tight, and clean and shit.
Like, do you ever change your clothes just to chill at home and play with puppets, Cody?
No.
I'll
play with puppets in the first place, but if I were to, I probably wouldn't change clothes.
Yeah, because the only way you change clothes is like, oh, man, I worked out, or, oh, I did some grimy shit. I got to hide the evidence, right?
Yeah.
He's clearly doing some shit, Cody.
Clearly.
He was like the mastermind behind the Jigsaw puppet. Except it was with like little kids and shit. I don't know how we just ran off from Michael B. Jordan to Michael Macho Jordan Man to, Mr. to Macho Man to
Mr. Rogers
to Macho Man getting a prison TV show to
Booty Warrior.
Yeah, to the Booty Warrior to fucking Mr. Rogers being the jigsaw puzzlist man or whatever and shit.
We're a variety show, my friend.
We're in a rush right now, people, so we're trying to breathe through this. we're trying to scream through these topics real quick, whatever.
I want people to hear that little fucking wherever the hell you call that Michael B. Jordan did 8 years ago. Please show the people that.
What are you drinking on right now first?
This is Urban Roots Life Adjacent. This is their bourbon barrel aged scotch ale coming at 10.5%. This was aged in empty Buffalo Trace barrels for 17 months.
Yeah. I like that can, by the way.
Yeah, it's a cool can, right?
I like that can. I don't know what it is. I mean, you know, it looked like Macho Man, actually.
That's captain. He's about to pop out his fucking head. Stop to a slip, Jim.
Why are you eat me? Why are you talking about me,
bro? Yeah, trick me, brother.
What you doing over there talking about me, whatever, you know? One day we'll just do a whole show in the Macho Man voice, people, and you can thank us. So.
Like, what the hell is going on?
I saw that you had the best beer you ever had in your life.
My God, man.
That
beer. No bullshit. People, if you look at my Instagram, you'll see what he's talking about. It was my buddy's birthday, his 30th birthday last night. Happy birthday, Edgar. Big Ed. It was the Double Barrel Bourbon County. Mm. Absolutely amazing. When you think of a bourbon barrel aged beer, it hits on every note and it turns that shit up to 11.
It wasn't it has better than everything you want.
Oh, of course not. What is better than Fundamental Observation 2019?
Yeah.
2020, whatever the fuck year that was.
I think he just spoke Spanish, people. Not better than Bottle Logic.
No, of course not.
When I taste that $46 liquid Cody, I go, oh.
worth every hard-earned dollar.
Yeah, and I'd be like, oh, the bottle's empty already? Oh, I just poured one glass. So great.
$46, huh? Oh, wait, got one more drop there. There we go, 46. Oh,
all right, cool. Yeah, that was worth it right there. That was the last drop right there, baby. Best one. So is this getting like a last drop infinity and beyond?
Yeah, that's – oh, man, we did the show. It's a drop of fame. Right there, Hall of Fame, plaster it, put it in the Raptors, just like the Lake Show did last week, goddamn.
So they did it last year too. You just kept your eyes closed.
Yeah,
is this like a crime to be drinking beer now after having the greatest beer of all time? Can you die now is what you're telling me?
I probably could die. I don't think I'm going to try anything as good as Double Barrel Bourbon. Wow. I don't think so.
So what you're saying is life is done for you. You're just
pretty much. It's all downhill for me. I'm
your goal is accomplished. You found the greatest beer.
I've climbed to the top of Mount Everest, sir. Mm. And that's it.
That's
done. Accomplished.
Hey, goodbye. Remember Cody. Like remember Chicago? Remember Cody. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Cody.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, you've done it. You've had the greatest fucking beer ever, dude.
Farewell.
I mean, if you live any longer, I look forward to hearing if anything would ever top this. You know, this is an
I'll bet. So if Jesus, wow, that's seriously bad. That beer, something tops that.
Wow,
I don't know what I'm doing myself. I honestly don't know.
I think Cody ejaculated right now. People like,
I did.
He didn't even touch himself. Somehow, I just saw his eyes.
A little moist down there.
He must have saw Michael B. Jordan doing push-ups. That's what it was. That's what it was. I bet that's exactly what it was.
That's what did it. Yeah,
it turned you on so fucking much, didn't it?
Like
he was like, I can't get enough of this. Oh God. Yeah. Oh Michael. Oh yeah. And then you know he had that. He had your shirt on too, by the way.
He did. Yeah. I saw that.
He was like wife beater. Is it white beater or wife beater?
It's wife beater.
We need to change that name. Like that name needs to be changed.
You know why, right? Because it's synonymous with people, you know, with the tank tops.
Cody, don't
explain
this.
Have the tank top.
Don't do this.
Don't do this. Just to let you know.
Don't do this, Cody.
It's the classic dingy white tank top. That's supposed to be like the outfit for the domestic abuser right there.
Okay, you scared me for a second there. I was like, first your eight year old comment. Now
this one.
just like whoa. Well, you're a little
you'll
too.
You'll find out I was doing pushes for a white girl back in the day as well. You'll see me in the background upon closer inspection.
Cody's had the greatest beer of his life, whatever. Now this motherfucker done let loose now. He's just like, you know what? Wife beaters for all. He's like,
that's off now, baby.
He's like, I won't rest. I won't rest until every house has a wife beater in it with an 8 year old. It's like, whoa, what's going on here, Cody? Michael B. Jordan. Sure,
oh, my God. Wow. I'm sorry to talk shit about Nick Cannon. All right, I'd rather listen to Gigolo.
Cody, this song, his verse is 20 seconds
that
long.
Is awful.
It's 20 seconds, Cody. It's 20 seconds.
Wow.
I didn't even finish it.
Oh, my God.
Never had to be in the movie screen because she's the little lady in all my dreams.
She's the girl on my TV. She's the girl on my TV while eating my dreams. What? Oh. No wonder he took that role as Creed. You know, they were talking about bringing him back. Well, I know fans want him to be the new Black Panther. Nah, I don't want. Nah, brother. Nah, it's gonna take me years to get this.
Oh hell no! Oh God, no! No, that little 20-second snippet, that done too much ill will for his career for me. He'll be canceled at this point.
You remember when Fantastic Four came out, and I was talking to you and Wayne. I was telling you, for me, I was like, this brother got a lot of recovery to do for me. I was like, I've seen so many shitty movies now from this brother or whatever. And not to knowing that
he was actually one of the worst parts of that movie.
Not even knowing, this came out in that realm of, like, I was like, I'm getting sick of it.
3 years before?
Yeah. So it's like, you imagine if I would have saw this around that time. Yeah. That brother would have been done with me. I'd have been like, no.
He would have been like, fuck.
I mean, it would have took his performance in Black Panther to change my. I probably would have shitted on that though. I'd have been like,
yeah,
Ryan Coogler. I was like, Ryan Coogler wrote those lines for him or whatever. He probably could have fucking delivered that. This corny ass name. He can't even deliver that shit, right? Like, I wonder if your whole outlook of him just would have changed completely. Why,
if I found out he actually wrote that shit, that verse, man, yeah, woo. Wow.
People, you know what? The audio is just not enough. You got to watch the fucking video. I mean, it's not even, it's the clip of this shit.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, please pair that shit with the video. We got to watch the actual video.
It's one of the worst fucking videos I think I've ever seen.
It's the shit he's playing. It's dope. Yeah. Look at it. Oh, no. Chasing it.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Oh god.
Cody, you didn't like his Scooby Snack line?
Chasing her around the goddamn beach.
He's doing push-ups with her foot on him, Cody. Like, get down, dog. Like, yeah, look at this shit.
I hate to say this, but that's like clean shit right there.
What's the new word you're using, Cody? That Negro is a fucking simp. Good Lord. Oh.
Simp, sellout. Jesus Christ.
I mean, God. Everything you can fucking think of, Cody. And then Cody then took his wife beater off. Cody, people, he not no longer wearing this shit no more. He said,
"Yeah, I'm about to."
He's like, "I can't do this no more." Damn, Cody, don't set it on fire. What are you doing, Cody? Don't do that. He didn't set it all. Look, he didn't dug in his drawer now. He didn't set all that shit on fire now. All them white beaters. Damn. You didn't like his Scooby Snack line, Cody?
Jesus Christ.
He said, I'll chase you off that
dream line, dude.
I chase you like some Scooby Snacks, you know, Cody? you ain't down for that, Cody?
Man. Wow. I almost want to apologize to Nick Cannon.
You know, I almost do too, but I still fucking hate him.
It's that bad. It's really like that. It was that song, that verse right there. That's one of the worst 20 seconds I've ever heard in my life.
I think you know how they always say like black people, like, yeah, we some black men are some of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet, man. We got so much style and charisma and stuff like that.
You know how they always confidence.
Yeah. You know how they always say like, oh man, that was so racist. That shit set us back like 20 years or whatever. Well, that was so uncool. Mm-hmm. That shit set our swag and coolness back by a whole fucking generation. I think Michael B. Jordan needs to apologize to the black community, like ASAP, like really ASAP, like, because I can tell you this right now. I've seen Michael B. Jordan in person twice. Good looking brother, man. He in shape and everything. Like, damn, you know what? If I was gay, I'd fuck that dude. Mm-hmm. Whatever appeal I had to him, that shit has gone down the. Like, that is like. He might as well wear a turban, man. Cody. Might as well wear a turban. I mean, he might as well wear a turban.
Might as well hop on a truck and Nick Cannon.
Yeah, you know what? Instead of Radio Shack, he takes Circuit City, you know, puts a stock in that somehow. He gets his own little radio show. I mean, he goes to these Victoria's Secret models. I mean, Michael B. Jordan, you're a good dude. Take care of his mother. He's cool. He likes anime and stuff like that. After watching that though, man, mm-hmm. Brother, you corny. Like, you Iowa corn.
No, I'm a fucking cornball prime.
Yeah, like you. That shit. That was. Wow.
That's unforgivable.
Man, don't come back. That's that brother in the woods. Unforgivable.
Yeah.
I was in there with my boat down. Yeah. Ooh, man. That almost makes Macho Man and Stephanie okay for a minute. It's allegedly people.
What so the bad am I?
Ooh. Yeah. It was never confirmed or not. So take it easy, people. It's just a joke. Okay, it wasn't confirmed if it was real or not. So proven innocent or guilty, right, Cody?
We don't know. We don't know.
I mean, he did, and Stephanie ain't giving that. That's what's
supposed
shit.
To work at least.
Yes, that's how it should work, right? Yeah,
all but confirmed.
Motherfucker died and said, "You ain't never gonna catch me." I got to go, Cody. Ooh, I don't even know where to. You know what? That's the end of the show, everybody. I can't talk no more after that. You know what I should do?
What's that?
I should just cut the show right there and then like fast forward the rest of the show like 2 minutes ahead, and people will go like, "Damn, I guess they really did just end the show." And won't even hear the rest of it. Just won't even hear the rest of it. Just think like, "Damn, that damn." I really did just killed the whole show right there.
Damn. You got a record tied. That shit, what time is it?
Damn. 10 minutes. Shit, okay. Let's go ahead and get into this next little topic right here or whatever. You know, we don't want to brag and nothing like that, you know, but Lakers brought a little championship back to L.A. You know,
got a little hardware in the hands right here.
Oh man,
a little
17-pound big old, you know, paperweight, Cody. It's a paperweight. That's all. You know, just paperweight. You know,
yeah,
a little something. You know, nothing at all. Whatever. You know, let me
got that Larry O'Brien.
Let me just go ahead and pull out my new shopped item recently. Little LeBron-ish, you know, just there's nothing to brag about, Cody, you know. Had to just like, you know, represent a little bit, you know, the purple and gold, you know, just a little throwback. Let me go ahead and just raise that up right there, you know. The GOAT, Cody. Okay, because my guy.
Yeah. There you go. Just a love
bit,
it.
You know, just a little love bit. It. You know, just a little bit. You know, got a few of those in. You know, go. You know, just to represent.
Oh, go Coach. James.
Yeah, oh, go James. I'm gonna talk about my go James. You know, Skip. I love you and all, but motherfucker, this ain't 1995. You ain't got to keep bringing up, you know, Michael Jordan.
I don't know if you saw, but on Monday he brought an actual goat there with a LeBron jersey on.
Yes, I saw that shit.
Fucking amazing.
I said, where the fuck did that goat come from? Cody, this studio is in LA of all places too. Where the fuck is LA?
Yeah, it's right there. It's, I don't know exactly where it's at. Right by Central City. Yep.
Where the fuck is a goat in the middle of a populated upper class city?
They had to transport that shit from San Diego Zoo or something.
Just for that brief clip. I mean, this motherfucker had like a robe on with a king robe and shit. You see that shit? Uh-huh. I was like, damn, that brother, he won the championship. I was like, he worse than us.
He basically did. Oh, I already knew he was going to go off.
I was like, this motherfucker had a ring on his finger somehow. I was like, where the fuck he get that ring from?
Yep.
It's like LeBron let him borrow it for about a show or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And LeBron is just cockier than ever. This, every time I see this brother now, he's just smoking a cigar.
As he should be.
He just smoking a cigar, brother. Be. He like, well, you know, like
sitting there just chilling.
Chilling, you know? Damn. But so that's what it's like to win a championship, huh, Cody? Just living the good life, huh?
That's it.
Man, I mean.
So sweet. Oh, so sweet.
And, you know, the Lakers dynasty is talking about adding on to it now, you know. Talking about Georgia.
Oh, we ain't done yet.
Man. Oh, because we can go ahead and go trade up Kuzman, you know.
Kuzman go. Danny Green go to. Thank you for your services.
Because we're not in cruise control no more. Okay, we don't want that shit. You get the fuck out of here. And, you know.
We not the Clippers.
And I was behind Kuzman for a little bit. I was like, you know what? Cause, you know, it's funny because the games I went to for the Laker games, whatever, he was performing well. When I watched it at TV, this motherfucker sucked, okay? I was like, this motherfucker sucked, Cody. Like, I mean, he was never a difference-maker player. But damn it, when he played good, whatever. But when he played shit, which was like 95% of the time, Jesus fucking Christ, Cody. He wasn't a game-changer as far as winning, but he was a game-changer as far as losing. Shit. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like, motherfucker, if you don't fucking perform, I'm going to hop on that goddamn court right now. Goddamn. I mean, when I saw him getting balled up by the fucking Knicks, when I went to the Knicks first, like, I was like shaking and shit, Cody. And then you should have heard. I mean, he was the almost bona fide Kwame Brownish for some of the audience members, Cody, because they were just booing the fuck out of this dude. Yeah, it was bad, man. I mean, the audience I was by, at least, whatever. They was like, "Cool, man, you fucking suck and shit." I was like, "Well, damn, shit." I was like, "I didn't know that bad shit."
We don't fuck around, man. Yeah, I was like, you know, LA fans, Laker fans, yeah, we don't play that shit.
Well, we champions, you know, cause we goats, you know what I'm saying? We got time for silly
we
shit.
We expect a high level of excellence.
Cause we perfect like that, you know. We top tier. We ain't got time to be thinking about none of this shit right here. You know, we came in there and we let the Heat think that they had a chance with them and shit. You know, and Skip, you can keep talking about it. We avoided the Clippers all you fucking want, whatever. We ain't avoid shit. We waited. Shit.
No, Clippers avoided us.
Yes.
Them motherfuckers lost.
Yeah, they lost. And they're going to keep losing. That's what they do, okay? You need to understand.
Exactly. Can't blame that shit on us.
The Sparks have won more championships than the fucking Clippers have, you know? I can't wait to see. You know what?
Yeah.
My high school basketball team won most championships in this fucking goddamn team.
Do you see that graphic? You see that graphic where it says Dwight Howard has made more 3-pointers in the NBA Finals than the entire Clippers franchise?
That's a damn shame now. Come on. That's a damn shame. That is a damn shame right there, Cody. Come on now. But I love it, though. I love it. You know, because I want the Clippers to get their own stadium now. You know why, Cody? Because I can't wait to see all them back. Oh, wait, that ain't going to happen.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
And then they're going to have those participation banners.
Yeah. Could have been banners, right?
Yes. Almost there.
One more. So the GOAT, James Cody. You know what? You know what? Sports is over for me now. It's a done deal now. We can go ahead and just go ahead and get ready for the next season now. It's all over now. Football can go ahead and go get canceled. I don't know how that's still going, Cody. Like, what? How's that still going? These COVID cases is like every fucking week now, right?
Hey, spiking. They're spiking.
Shit, the country itself is spiking as well too. I mean, these crowds, these lack of control is just. Yeah. We about to be inside like a motherfucker this winter. Like, if you. So my word for you now is, if you got that one date, you can just sneak out, take it now, because as they say in Game of Thrones, Cody, winter is coming.
Yep, better be all be bunker boys now.
Get your bunker boy march at Tee Public, by the way, too. Mm-hmm. I want to send a thank you to everybody too that sent me a sorry or whatever may wish for my passing of my little Gamora, my little sweet Gamora.
That was shitty. That was shitty thing here.
You know, the shitty part about it was the morning. We're in the backyard. We're playing, you know. She's playing in the water. Everything's healthy. I leave to go pick up some beer, pick up some whiskey or whatever and shit, go to Hilo. And then I come back, and she's unresponsive, paralyzed or whatever and something. And he's just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it's like a whole – it was like a whole different day. Like, night and day, whatever, if you will, and shit. And it was just – it was a miserable fucking day, I got to tell you. It was probably one of the worst decisions ever making, too. Especially because she was only – her birthday had just passed. She was just 8 months or whatever. So it was like, I wanted to take her to Brewery X and put a balloon around her. So thank you to everybody that sent your well wishes, whatever. And this sip is for you, Gamora.
Mm. Yes, for Gamora.
Yeah. A lot of deaths this year, and some of them not even necessary, but by the way, I'm drinking just some Glenlivet, regular Glenlivet 12. As you can see, the bottle's, it's getting there, so I just thought I'd go ahead and kill that for this mix and match week.
Just about.
Yeah, because I was like, I need to make room, so whatever bottles I have that's at bottle kill level, might as well go ahead and finish them off, man, for mix and match week. So
might as well.
So, yeah. Nothing special. Your regular ale. Take three. Your regular scotch. Nothing special. You get this for $30 to $50 or whatever, if it ever arranges. It's got a nice little peat to it. It's casual. It's an outside drinker. You can have it with anything. It's really light. Doesn't give you that scotch burn. The color on that is really good. It's easily like a 2, 2.5. So, you know, I don't mind sipping it. So I'll give it a 2.35, Cody.
2.3. Oh, no, we don't do that, sir.
Oh, we don't do that? Oh, okay. Okay.
Do the points.
All right. So let me get my whiteboard out. Let's, all right. Let's take away the three. Let's take away the three and let's take away the five. Really? And let's just leave it.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. So that'll be
two. Okay. All right. We leave it at two then.
Even two.
Okay. Cool. All right. So yeah, it's an even two. It's just regular two. Does no harm. Does nothing really special. But you know what? It's easy to sip on, and you know, for a game day like Sunday, go ahead and keep on don't stop, keep pouring in, Cody, which I will do so I can get rid of this bottle.
There it is.
What about you, Cody? What are you giving that beer of yours over there? You haven't told us anything of
the sip. Oh, yeah, well, let me
damn, Negro, you done damn near drunk that glass.
I
can't spell shit,
so I a little bit. My nose is a little stuffy, so I can't really smell shit right now.
Don't go outside then.
But the flavor, yeah, I know. Flavor, super caramelly, a lot of toffee. It's a slight. I was expecting a bit more bourbon character, being aged at 17, for 17 months and all. But it's kind of not as prominent.
It's too young in a.
But I was expecting to be a little bit more.
It's too young in a bourbon barrel to taste the full effects of it, especially barely only in a year. Like, you really want to get. that taste more bourbon characteristics. You want to
get I guess it depends how old the barrel was. That's true.
Yeah. So you should get like little hints, but like you're not gonna really taste it unless it's like 3+. I would say even 4, maybe. Damn, that little muscle just flexed on Cody's arm. It's pretty hot. I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty hot.
All things considered, though, it's pretty good beer. I'm still thinking about that double barrel Bourbon County from last night.
I knew you were. I knew you were.
That fucking now. Jesus,
I knew you were. I was like, this beer is like, this is a 1.0 to him right now. He's just like, it's whatever. It's like, you know, I'm drinking it. I mean, if we must continue this, I mean.
Hey, sorry.
Cody quits next week. He's like, I don't need to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I found my.
Yeah, it's just like, what's the point?
I found Valhalla.
All the other beers are just complete shit now. Yeah.
But he's like, I found Valhalla. I'll just go ahead and, you know. He's only buying that now. He's bunkering up with that Bourbon County now.
just double barrel Bourbon County.
Yeah. Stocked. You want to just chug that beer, Cody, and just talk about Bourbon County then?
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna let it steal the show. I talk about I'm sure it will be talked about in the future. I can tell you that for sure.
Cody puts stock into their money into their stock and shit already. He's like, shit, everybody should be drinking this shit. If you don't like this, Cody, this is the first time he's gonna say, if you don't like this, then fuck you then shit. You know, you suck my dick then you don't like this.
Yeah, double barrel turned into a real asshole, man. I tell you.
The fuck do you mean it's a 2.5, bitch? What the fuck? Yo, get up out of here with that shit.
Which is exactly what I'm giving this bad boy. It's 2.5, 2.5.
So we're keeping it real smooth and easy here on the last drop with the drinks and stuff like that, you know, because, you know, it might be George. So I'm just picking up on a bright, shining star. Everywhere I look, there you are. There you are. There you are. It's the girl on the TV. It's the girl in the green dress.
What do you say?
I don't know.
What do you say? Girl in the green dress.
I think he said like, the girl in the green dress or whatever shit. I mean, okay.
There you are. There you are.
She has that Michael Ealy under the bed look on her face. Like, that scene where he's doing push ups on her. and she just laying there with her head look like this. She looked like a goddamn Terminator, Cody. Was this his girlfriend at the time?
She probably didn't want to do this shit. She's like, I got forced to doing that shit.
She probably dumped him after this, Cody. She probably dumped his ass after this. She was like,
she's like, you actually did this? You actually went through with this?
Because I think at this time, Chronicle came out. She left him for Dane DeHaan that weekend.
Yeah.
She was like, he got a little bit more edge to him. That's when he did the Peter Parker shit. He was like, exactly.
Yeah, I can trust him.
He's more of a bad boy. I like him.
Yeah.
Oh shit. So next week, people, we're gonna do it's Halloween week, you know? Or coming up at least, and we're not going out. That's the 1 year anniversary, Cody, that I moved out of my apartment and my landlord knocked on the door.
Oh, that's right.
And gave us that.
I remember that.
Now, that was a year ago, Cody. Now
I remember that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Time fly by.
That's right.
So that was a year ago, and this dude knocked on my door with some bullshit. And not only that, we drank some bullshit.
Oh, I will never forget what we drank that day. Oh, my God.
I remember the beer Cody had. Like, it wasn't great, but it was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
But then we got to the slaughterhouse, and it was just like, this whole day sucks. This whole day sucks, whatever. Well.
Fuck this holiday.
So for next week, we're going to do like once again, we're going to do the Halloween themed drinks again, whatever. But this time too, man, we're going to pair it up with some candy, dude. You're going to get your favorite candy, whatever, Cody, and eat your candy, eat your drink, whatever, shit. Because you know why? Because we can't go trick-or-treating, Cody. Because number one, we're grown-ass men, so we can't be doing shit like that, whatever. That's just creepy as fuck. Exactly. But two of all, it's COVID, Cody. So we can't do that. Can't stop, won't stop, Cody, okay? I mean, shit. But look over there. There you are. There you are. It's the girl in the...
There you are. There you are. Oh, my God. It's the corniest shit.
What's worse, though, Cody? The lyrics of the video. Like, what?
What's worse? Oh, man. they go in tandem, man. Hey, they just complement each other so well.
Nah, man. You gotta pick one. You pick the lyrics pick of the video. You gotta pick one. Lyrics of video.
I gotta go with the video. Because come on, man. You got this brother doing push up with this white girl standing on his back.
And then the other
come
one.
Oh man.
And then the other push ups when she's laying down, he's push upping on her. And it's like, what the fuck going on right now?
That is not a good look.
This made
at all.
This also did another thing, Cody. This video, it made Camaros uncool. Look at that car; it's no longer cool no more.
Bumblebee, oh my God!
Bumblebee is tougher than this now, Cody. I don't even look like damn.
He transformed back to that Beetle. He ain't that shit no more. It's the Camaro no more.
He's like, oh fuck that Camaro now. I can't fuck with that no more. Damn, brother. I understand now why black women was giving him shit.
Yeah. Get it out. Makes sense now.
I mean, for the longest, me and you never understood it, and I totally get it now. So with that said,
this was there the whole time.
I'm to wrap up this show, Cody. To wrap this show up, I gotta ask you that. You remember how Stella got her groove back? What has Michael B. Yeah. Jordan got to do to get his groove back now, Cody? What does he got to do for you?
Get Tony Stark and Bruce Banner to hook him up with a time machine. That's about it. That is about it.
All right, then. Well, time machines. Oof. All right. Well, what if he bought you a supply of that Bourbon County beer? How about that?
Okay. You know what? Maybe. Maybe. I would say it. I would say it, but I wouldn't believe it.
Okay.
I wouldn't actually believe it. It's like, oh, yeah, you're redeemed, Michael. Everything's good now. Hell no. I'm sorry.
It's a start, just, then. It's a start, which is
it's a start.
Okay.
That'll be a start, yes.
All right, cool, people. So, you know, like, we're going to wrap up this show. Cody's got to go. We got to get out of here. And I don't want to talk no more, but, you know, so.
What did he say? He's gonna take it to the shore with Scooby Snacks or something? What? Man,
you know what?
Every week, man, they just keep one up and you just Vin Diesel and fucking Michael B. Jordan, man. Who's next? Who's next?
Wow. You know, it makes that opening line, that Vin Diesel track now. Who goes out?
Oh, man.
Tuesday night. It makes that whole line just like, it's not a bad line, actually, right there. It's not a bad line or whatever. That was really bad.
Wow.
Well, that is this week's episode. Yeah, that's this week's episode. Man. Yeah,
wow.
That's everything.
I'm speechless, man. Speechless.
Take you to the beach. You're chasing Scooby snacks. So I like to. That's done, son.
Wow.
Oh man. Just, and then that because you knew that that
write a nursing rhyme.
Fucking Dr. Seuss called him up right away and said, "Hey, Michael, yo, that's some deep ass shit right there, man. Like, you, dude, I'm
hit bars."
I'm working on Green Eggs and Ham Part 2, man. You got to get your ass in the booth and drop that shit on me, bro. Shit, I need to hear that shit, yo. Oh, man. Well, people, that is the end of the show right there.
That's it.
And I'm just going to cut out everything, and all you're going to get is like 3 minutes of just Michael B. Jordan talk, people. So have fun with it.
Michael B. Jordan serenading you into the night. Don't sound so cool anymore, does it?
I want to hear from our women audience. Do you find him sexy still after that video? just want to know. I just want to know now. Like, do you,
oh, man.
Do you, I'm going to try it on my sister right away, by the way. And Well, by the way, I gave some, I didn't record it, but we did I did a tasting with her last night, and she gave Weller Foolproof a 9 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Did she taste anything other than alcohol this time? Or was it just better alcohol?
Cody, we'll have you're running out of time here, man. I got to let you go now. We'll that's right.
Keep it in suspense.
I mean, there's so much details, you know? I mean, you know? Just so much details. Anyway, though, people, that's the end of the show there. Thank you, Michael B. Jordan, for your contribution to this week's episode. Yeah, and
thank you and fuck you.
There's that, whatever. Like I always say, I'm your godfather of whiskey, the bunker boy himself. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Ting. That's terrible.